Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And a warm good morning to you. This week we've begun quite a heat spell here in Northern California, Sacramento County, and so there was no chance that we were going to record today outside, and it feels warm enough inside. I hope you're finding cool place to spend your time, and that we'll be praying for everybody's air conditioner. This would be the wrong time for a failure of our cooling system. I missed being with you last week. We were in Kauai, I'm not sure what the appropriate way to phrase that is. We were on the island of Kauai the Garden Island, and we had a great time. For the most part, but we went snorkeling one day, and I didn't know, among the things I learned last week on vacation, I didn't know that a person could get seasick while they're in the water. I knew you could get seasick, like, in a boat, but where we went snorkeling, and the water was very rough, and we went out in a Zodiac raft, if you don't know what that is, Navy SEALs. It's what they're going to send them out in, and I'm not a Navy SEAL. We're my brother and sister-in-law and my seven-year-old niece. And so when we started, they explained to us how we were going to grip and hold on while this raft was skimming over the waves and throwing water in our faces and stuff. And we had to hook our toes underneath the tow line so that even if we let go with our hands, we wouldn't fall out of the boat because our toes would stay under that, and that would keep us from going overboard. And the most important thing we learned was it was everybody's responsibility to yell "man overboard" if we lost anybody. An important lesson. We didn't have life jackets on, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. So we took off to go snorkeling, and I've snorkeled before, normally in a quiet cove, beautiful, calm, quiet cove. My seven-year-old niece was sitting between me and my brother, holding on to each of us for dear life as we, about 20-minute boat ride out. We all made it to the location, and the seas were no more calm where we were going to be snorkeling than we had ridden over or through on the way there, and I snorkeled for a bit. but then the motion of the ocean caused my equilibrium or something or other to get upset. And I guess the good news is if you're already in the ocean, you don't need to bother leaning over. So there I was. It wasn't enjoyable. But our guide just kept saying, look at the horizon. You'll feel better if you look at the horizon. I felt best with my eyes closed, I got to be honest. But I kept trying to look at the horizon in the hopes that I would feel better. And that's got me thinking about, when we're going through challenging times in our lives, and quite often we are encouraged to pray, to set our sights, our eyes, our focus upon Jesus. I was praying when I was out there in the water. We were doing this, full confession, we were doing this on a Sunday morning, and my sister-in-law, who also got sick, did tell me, said, maybe we should have gone to church instead of done the snorkeling, and I had to agree. But something about setting your eyes on the horizon, setting your eyes upon Jesus amidst those rocky waves and waters of life when you don't feel well, when things aren't going as you had hoped, and setting your gaze towards the one who knows what it's like to suffer, who has suffered with us, suffered for us, I think is important work for us as followers of Jesus Christ. And truly, as I kept trying to look towards the horizon that I might feel better, I think the same is true if we look towards Jesus. That doesn't mean the waves will necessarily stop. We read about it in Scripture, but it doesn't always happen for us. But we do have the assurance that Jesus is there with us in the boat, with us in the water, maybe even walking to us upon the water. Look towards the horizon. Look towards Jesus amidst the storms of your life. Is my encouragement to you today. And stay cool. Drink lots of water in these warm days ahead. It's been good spending a part of this morning with you. It's good to be back on the mainland. And I look forward to seeing you again next week and maybe even see you Sunday morning in worship. Take care.